This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Bonham leaving CDFW after predator battles. Specialty crops not so special to Trump, and Farm Aid clarified. Bonham leaves CDFW for environmental group. California Department of Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham put his resignation in after 15 years at the agency, departing at the end of the month. Bonham will take on a new role as California Executive Director of the Nature Conservancy starting in January. First appointed by Governor Jerry Brown, Bonham drove efforts on salmon recovery, supported Klamath Dam removals, and helped to restore gray wolf protections. In handing off leadership, he expressed belief that nature and communities must thrive together. Governor Gavin Newsom saluted Bonham for leading, quote, with heart and conviction as the department's longest-serving director in its 150-year history. Thumbs down. Bonham did not leave with high regard from counties dealing with predator conflicts as displayed in a panel discussion at the California Farm Bureau annual meeting yesterday. Sierra County Supervisor Paul Rowan said Bonham, quote, was really frustrated with us during meetings over wolf attacks and added, quote, I will not miss Chuck at all, calling his approach a personal philosophy rather than science-based management. El Dorado County Sheriff Jeff Leikoff recounted telling Bonham directly that the state did have a mountain lion population problem despite Bonham disputing it. That was after a mountain lion attacked two brothers in the county last year, killing one, critically injuring the other. Sierra County Sheriff Mike Fisher said the disconnect between Sacramento and rural counties left the local leaders unable to protect residents and livestock, arguing local officials must have decision-making authority when predators threaten public safety. Specialty crop growers bristle at $1 billion share of $12 billion in aid package. Frustration mounted yesterday among specialty crop producers after the Trump administration's new $12 billion farm aid package dedicated just $1 billion to fruits, vegetables, nuts, and wine grapes, despite months of warnings from Western farm groups that relief must be distributed equitably. At the Farm Bureau meeting, Policy Director Matthew Vile described the announcement as not too fair. He said growers had repeatedly urged the administration to avoid repeating earlier farm aid structures that favored corn and soybeans. Specialty crops, quote, help feed the U.S., he stressed, arguing that California producers should not be treated as the, quote, redheaded stepchild of federal assistance. Vile said more conversations with federal officials are coming, adding that California farmers deserve support, quote, whether the president likes our governor or not. As for his thoughts at the meeting, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall agreed that's very small, according to what the state actually contributes to the overall production of agriculture. You can see more responses at agripulse.com. Aid rates coming the week of December 22nd. The Trump administration has finally released some key details about the size and timing of its $11 billion rescue package for U.S. row crop farmers. But the administration won't disclose the payment rates until the week of December 22nd after getting acreage reports from producers. We have an economic model and formula already that will be used to get those specific payment rates per commodity, said Allison Slagle, senior policy advisor to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Slagle said those details can't be shared publicly until USDA has received acreage data from farmers and runs, quote, stress tests to determine the specific payment rate for each commodity covered under the department's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The aid plan announced yesterday by President Trump includes an additional $1 billion in payments for specialty crop farmers. The time will be determined as to when that would be released. The initial $11 billion to be doled out to growers of soybeans, corn, wheat, cotton, and other row crops before the end of February 2026. USDA officials stress that the program is intended to cover broad economic burdens and not just losses due to retaliatory tariffs. That includes higher costs of inputs like fertilizer and fuel and, quote, market losses tied to foreign competitors who aren't playing by the rules, said USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce. This program is simple, proportional, and fair with no complicated factors. No carving up producers by crop or region, said Fordyce. If you plant an eligible crop and you have taken a hit, you'll receive support. Bankruptcy numbers. Well, at the White House announcement yesterday, President Trump also took a swipe at one of his favorite targets, that former President Joe Biden, claiming that in the last year, Biden farm bankruptcies rose by 55%. So according to the U.S. courts, Chapter 12 filings went from 344 for fiscal 21, covering most of the first year of the Biden presidency, to 182 for FY22. The next 2 years, 142 and then 202 Chapter 12 filings. That for FY25 ending September 30th, there were 293 Chapter 12 filings. Looked at it another way, there have been 256 filings in the first 9 months of the calendar year, 40 more than calendar year 24, the last year of the Biden presidency. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Edition. Trump threatens 5% tariff on Mexico over water release. Trump says he has authorized documentation to impose 5% tariff on Mexico if it does not deliver more than 200,000 acre feet of Rio Grande water to the U.S. before the end of the month. Under a 1944 treaty, Mexico expected to deliver 1.75 million acre feet of Rio Grande water to the U.S. over a 5-year period. But when the most recent 5-year cycle ended on October 25th, it had only delivered about half of that. In a Truth Social post, Trump said the lack of deliveries is hurting U.S. crops and livestock and added that, quote, Mexico is not responding to the U.S. The longer Mexico takes to release the water, the more our farmers are hurt. He wrote. Now take note, language in the treaty does allow Mexico's water debt to carry over into the next cycle, which would allow them to pay it back over the next 5 years. However, they will need to deliver the missing water on top of their normal 1.75 million acre foot allocation. Remember, imports from Mexico, not covered by a North American Free Trade Pact, remain subject to a 25% emergency tariff that Trump imposed in March. Here's today's final word. If I wanted to keep working another 20 years, I'd have plenty to do. That Cal Poly agribusiness professor Lynn Hamilton, who wrapped up a lengthy research presentation on soaring regulatory costs by warning California Farm Bureau members that many more regulations are in the works. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.